high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST or Comcast.com.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
Eggman, and call me Sally.
Hot.
Submitted for your approval.
7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience.
El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hopyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
.658 on 960 The Quake, our news team special on monitoring the media coming up here at the top of the hour. And then 3 hours of Will Durst, Willie Brown, keeping it real with Will and Willie and Paul Wells of the Vitale as well. Good morning to all of you.
Good morning to you, John Scott. How are you today?
I'm well. How's that morning looking?
Well, I'm well.
Well, Wells, I'm well.
Yes, and we're looking for Willie's cab should arrive any moment.
But it's a busy, busy news day. Gaza is in deep doo-doo right now. There's a lot of stuff going on over there. The very man who was on our show, Senator Joe Dunn, is the guy who decided to depth charge the assisted suicide bill in California. And, of course, the flag amendment lost by a single vote.
One vote.
Yeah, so that's people are going to take flack on that, and that's what today's Burst of Durst is about.
Gentlemen, any take on why Dianne Feinstein would vote yes?
She was a sponsor, for one thing, right, Will?
Yeah, she was one of the Democratic sponsors. I found the one Republican who voted against it, Mitch McConnell of Kentucky. I'm going to ask the mayor about that. Yeah, I mean, this guy is a little to the right of Pol Pot. So
I love your Pol Pot comparison.
Yes. And to those who know who Pol Pot is, please raise your hand.
Yeah.
No, when, not while you're driving.
When you're that right, you're really, really right.
I think you end up on the left, actually.
There you go,
so it's
John.
A great show, John. A great Wednesday show.
All right. I'll be listening. Thank you, gentlemen. That's the Progressive News Hour for this day. More news and downloadable audio 24/7. Visit QuakeRadio.com anytime. This is San Francisco and the Bay Area's exclusive progressive talk station. Broadcasting in HD Digital, this is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose. 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake.
The following is a Quake News Team special. Monitoring the Media, a Bay Area report card on 960 The Quake.
In the last major study of Bay Area news media in 2003 and 2004, San Jose State University's GradeTheNews.org found Bay Area newspapers chose more trivial stories but outperformed TV news, even taking TV newscast time limitations into account.
We found that they had poor news judgment, that the highest grades that we awarded were a C for channels 2 and 7. We gave 4, 5, and 11 a D+. That means that they did not consistently choose stories that made a difference for more than a few people.
The study also looked at factors like context, where Cron and NBC 11 got Fs, 5 got a C, 7 a D+, and KTVU, the stronger shower, with the C+. All stations scored well, though, on local relevance, but John McManus with GradeTheNews.org says there are still today some disturbing trends.
There has always been a serious problem with providing public service news, news that helps people make sense of the world and act on it. What's new, I suspect, is that newspapers now are following that model.
And why?
It's about making very, very high returns.
He says average return at a TV station 15 years ago was around 50%. Particularly in a market as large as San Francisco for an affiliated station. But that's fallen because audiences are falling as the internet and cable TV, video games allow us to do many things while watching TV news. But he says there's been an effort to retain those high profits, projecting return in the high 20s and mid-30s for many stations, still 4 to 5 times the average return for an American firm. Still outrageous profits, he says. But now there's an effort to hold those audiences, generally with fewer reporters. McManus says news directors in the Bay Area face a key question.
If the question becomes, do we produce a newscast that really informs people and accept profits that are only maybe double the American average? Or, on the other hand, do we go for a 5 times greater profit and adulterate the news? That's, I think, the key question.
He says it's unquestionable news has become a commodity, and GradeTheNews.org and organizations like it want to drive business to the better providers of news content and align the profit interest of companies with public interest in news. Tomorrow, one Bay Area TV station's experiment with the new news paradigm.
You can hear our special series on Bay Area News at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. on 960 The Quake, or find them online at quakeradio.com.
Now through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet. Hurry in to Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
This summer can be a difference maker for your child.
My daughter struggled with her schoolwork, but what frightened me most was that she lost her self-image and confidence. After only a few sessions with her LearningRx trainer, that confidence came back. After just 10 weeks, she'd also increased her grades in every class.
LearningRx is number one in learning and reading gains. We can help your student achieve twice the gains in half the time at half the cost. A cognitive skills trainer will work one-on-one with your child this summer to dramatically enhance his or her core ability to learn. Stronger learning skills through LearningRx's fun, unique brain training produce enhanced performance, increased confidence, and a whole new set of abilities to overcome persistent learning problems. A few hours invested in training this summer can literally change the way your child learns and reads, both next year and forever.
Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-416-1400.
.705 at 960 The Quake. Let's check traffic in the Cron 4 Traffic Center, brought to you by Hyundai. Someone's ladder off the truck and now sitting in the fast lane, not so fast, 101 northbound after Santa Rosa Avenue. Crash on the shoulder, 680 southbound before Geary. Heavy traffic through there. Ditto Milpitas, 880 southbound before Dixon Landing. There's a two-car crash that ends up in the center divide. 80 eastbound before the 4 interchange. Car flipped over. Now on the shoulder, emergency crews are there. And there are rubberneck backups up to the accident scene. Metering lights on. Backup is not big at the Bay Bridge Toll Plaza at the moment. The Hyundai Challenge is in full swing, and people are invited to challenge the status quo and see how Hyundai stacks up against the competition. Ready to start your challenge? Head to your Hyundai dealer or visit thehyundaichallenge.com today. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Visit quakeradio.com. I'm John Scott. Now it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Good morning, 7:06 with Willie Brown, Will Durst. I'm Paul Wells, and welcome to the Hotel Vitale at the corner of Mission and Embarcadero, where you can drop by and be part of the show, hang out, get on the wireless, have some coffee, have some tea. And what do we have in the news, gentlemen?
You have lots of things in the news. The flag burning issue obviously came within one vote of being a constitutional amendment to be submitted to the people. 66 to 33, I think, or something like that, with only three Republicans voted no, and the remainder were Democrats who voted no. And then, of course, got some other issues in today's paper. The whole business of where was Hillary Clinton on this issue. And Miss Huffington is the one who has been the supposed Hillary watcher all over the place. And then, of course, down in San Jose, a confrontation like no other confrontations. The business of what do you do with the mayor who's been indicted on 6 or 7 felony counts involving alleged bribery, and you have a city council in which two of its leading members are running to replace this mayor in November, and there are several critics on the council who have been adverse to the mayor. And they're now trying to figure out how to do what the voters did not do, and that's dump the mayor. Apparently the city attorney has said something to them about, well, you can't really do that. You can take his paycheck. You can take his credit card. You can take his chair. You can turn the lights off in his office. It's incredible what's going on down there. Like, I assume he's some kind of a danger to the public trust.
Yeah,
or something.
He's turned into the avian flu down there.
And then, of course, there is questions. New York Times is still trying to figure out how accusations about its absence of patriotism and its contributing to the comfort level of the terrorists throughout the world by raising questions and printing stories about the government's conduct, particularly in this thing where they check financial transactions throughout the world, something called SWIFT. I thought that was a SWIFT boat, guys, when I first heard it. But it says SWIFT. And they're discussing it everywhere. I mean, like, it's all over.
Worldwide international financial transition.
No question. And it's obviously generating some great interest. And then, of course, I'm looking all over and I can't find any information on that big story involving the arrest of those terrorists who were going to blow up the Chicago Tower. I can't find anything anywhere. Those guys have disappeared from the radar screen. Did they get arrested? Didn't they get arrested? Was the case dismissed? Wasn't it dismissed? You don't know. It just doesn't exist anymore. And then, of course, the East Coast has taken an incredible bath. The rains,
and more rain coming too.
Yeah, the rains that were in California for those 40 days and 40 nights without stopping is now dropping on Washington, D.C.
Switched area codes.
And the buildings are so, I guess, porous back there that the IRS got flooded out, Internal Revenue Service got flooded out, Justice Department got flooded out, and a couple of other places got flooded out. And the Justice Department says it may be a week before they're able to get back into their building. And I, of course, immediately made the offer from this station that we know a guy who can handle their flood problems. His name is Michael Brown. He's currently available to do outsourced work in whatever fashion.
Maybe he can blow up some bridges.
Yeah. And then, of course, speaking of blowing up bridges, this Israeli thing is getting to be a little touchy. They have now moved in with the tanks. They're in the Gaza with the tanks. They haven't ripped down anybody's houses or what have you, but they have obviously surrounded that operation looking for that one lone 19-year-old soldier that was kidnapped. And when you go back and take a look at previous soldiers who've been kidnapped, there's never been an occasion in all of the history of the kidnapping when there has been one of those persons returned alive.
They got them back alive.
Yeah, they don't get them back alive. So
the last time the Israelis ended up killing him in the rescue raid, or he ended up dying in the rescue raid.
But it's unusual for the Israelis in this situation to be so restrained. Ordinarily, everything standing would already be leveled in that particular section of the Gaza.
Well, they isolated Gaza by blowing up three bridges.
And that's just for starters, Will. they're really doing it right. And then, of course, the Chinese today, the head man in China issued a stern warning. The premier of China issued issued a stern warning to the North Koreans that they are very concerned about whether or not your missile capacity
don't test it over us.
And then, of course, our wonderful roving ambassador, who clearly is never coming home, Condoleezza Rice, the Secretary of State.
Where is she now?
She's in Pakistan today. She's over there suggesting to them at a military base that it might be a good idea for them to consider a greater demonstration of democracy than they've offered to date. I don't think she's coming home.
Did she say that to General Musharraf?
Yeah, whatever his name is. She's standing there with him, smiling at her, you know, with the gap and the light shining through it. It was a good thing.
Well, I know.
She has a gap. She has a dental
Condi
issue.
Condi in the gap.
Yeah, Condi in the gap.
Yeah, the credibility gap.
That's not a bad line, Will. And then, of course, the Republicans in the U.S. Senate have announced that they're going to go home for the 4th of July without taking up the estate tax issue. They'll come back after they've been meeting with their constituents to take up that issue and see whether or not it should and can be debated in the House. Should be an interesting little challenge.
And here's a news alert. The U.S. Supreme Court has overturned part of the Texas congressional map engineered by former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay.
Only part of it?
I don't know. That just came over the wire. I got to see what's happening.
Oh, the news flash on 960, yeah. The quake.
Oh, that's always good.
Yeah.
I'm sure John will tell the whole world about it. And you know, I'm always looking for opportunities. And so if Texas appears to be fertile ground,
they need a lawyer.
If Hillary can move to New York and run for the U.S. Senate, I am from Texas. She had never even been to New York before she ran.
She was always a Yankees fan.
Yeah, but she'd not been to New York. Doesn't everything do whether or not she can be U.S. And you remember Bob Robert Kennedy did the same thing. These guys get these motor homes.
Something about New York. I mean, everybody says that New York City is so parochial. It's all about New York City. You know, the famous New Yorker cover about everything west of the Hudson is kind of mushed together. But there's something. They also consider themselves a state of the world. I mean, the fact that Robert Kennedy, and he just moved down from Massachusetts. She came from Arkansas. But originally she's from Illinois.
Yeah. I'm telling you, she had never visited New York before.
Oh, I think she'd been there a couple of times. I think she'd been shopping at Prada or Barney's. I'm sure she made it to Barney's.
Well, she sure has become very glamorous and great in her presentations.
Remember the first 2 years of the Clinton administration where she had like 18 different haircuts? She had that headband, and then she had the little page boy.
But she finally found one that really fits.
Yeah.
And the clothing.
The hair helmet
all,
look.
It's all upscale now. And then the scientist today said Mr. Gore's movie is the truth, that it's accurate. And from a scientific standpoint, it is accurate that New York could indeed be flooded. And then, of course, it's raining like hell.
Mr. President, please look out the window.
Yeah. But these scientists, the top scientists in the nation, have now said, at the governmental level, have said that an inconvenient truth and the factual content thereof and the conclusions reached by Mr. Gore are scientifically accurate. That's an incredible boost for the movie. Just think about it. And then, of course, Will
Ewart. How many scientists do you need to tell you that yes? And then you get one guy from the Petroleum Institute who has come out and said, well, you know, we still haven't decided on the viability of the projections of because we think that this has happened before and there's actually a glitch. And then you get one guy. It's like the tobacco companies always used to have guys who would always come out. Yeah, and say that, you know, tobacco didn't cause anything. We knew by anecdotal evidence that, you know, the guy smokes and he's and he's coughing and you can put the two together, but they had scientists that say, oh no. Give me enough money, I'll get a scientist to prove that your scientist is nothing but a Turkish prayer rug.
Did you see where also today a new report is out now? Secondhand smoke is more dangerous than they thought it was before. They said that it's responsible for an untold number of deaths.
It won't be long before smoking is outlawed indoors everywhere, except for maybe Vegas.
You think so?
Yeah, I think Vegas will be able to. Yeah. Or Nevada.
Just think what it...
Nevada.
I cannot remember what it was like traveling on an airplane where smoking was allowed. It's been so long since smoking has been allowed on aircraft. But just think about that. At one time, you could smoke on an airplane.
On this tiny extruded aluminum tube. You could smoke in elevators. People were smoking in elevators.
It's incredible how far we have come. And then, of course, now we've got Muhammad Ali about to sell diet food.
Really?
Did you read that? Yeah. Yeah. He's going to be the talking head for a new group of products, snacks mainly, that will all be low-fat, no calories, etc. And can
it's not Weight Watchers.
No. This is a whole new deal.
Because you saw Weight Watchers was bought by Nestle.
Yeah.
Now there's an oxymoron for you.
The new chocolate diet food coming out. Yeah, I can see that. We've got a lot of great guests today. We have a number of people who are going to drop by. The chairman of the California Democratic Party, Senator Art Torres, will be here. in the next hour. Also, San Francisco Magazine's publisher and style director will be dropping by. The original Superman's Lois Lane from the TV show.
Noel New.
Exactly. StopWaste.org's Robin Pluchok. And in the next segment, Nita Chandri. She is from MoveOn.org in Washington, D.C., and she'll be telling us about an oil-free Congress movement. 718.
Dream on, Big River.
Well, we'll see. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on Progressive Talk Radio 960, The Quake.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Did you know Prius drivers can go up to 500 miles on one tank of gas and laugh at high gas prices? And now's your chance to win your own Toyota Prius from the Auto West Automotive Group. Just go to the search bar on this site and type in the keyword hybrid to enter.
Hello?
Opportunity calling.
I thought you knocked.
Eh, that's a cliche.
What do you have?
Expand your media player and find out.
Find out what?
Sony card, wish it, win it.
So first I wish?
And then you could win.
Win what?
$10,000 worth of Sony Entertainment.
That's huge.
That's Sony card, wish it, win it.
What do I do now?
Go to SonyCardWin.com to create your personal wish list.
I wish for Sony electronics, CDs, DVDs, and games.
But you gotta expand your media player.
I will.
There's a Sony card winner each month.
So there's a chance?
That you'll be the one.
To wish and then win?
That's why it's called Wish It, Win It from Sony Card. The card that earns points towards Sony rewards with every use. Expand your media player yet?
I'm on it.
You got it.
Good call.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Streaming online at QuakeRadio.com, on the air at 960 AM. Wherever you go, we are there. San Francisco's progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
7:21 on this Wednesday, June 28th. And we're here with Willie Brown and Will Durst. And joining us from Washington, D.C. with MoveOn.org, we have Nita Chandri. Good morning and welcome to The Quake.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Ms. Chandri, Willie Brown here. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. What is this you're about to do to the oil companies?
Well, what we're trying to do today is raise awareness about the degree to which the Republican Party is in the pocket of the oil industry. And today is our National Day of Action because as folks are heading into the 4th of July weekend, gas prices are front and center on everyone's minds, and we want folks to know that because Republicans are in the pockets of the industry, we're not making progress on holding the oil industry accountable, and we're not making progress on clean energy.
Why do you say they're in the pockets of the Republicans?
Well,
the Republicans are in their pockets.
Exactly. Well, because since 1990, the oil industry has donated more than $190 million to Congress, and they've donated three times as much to Republicans. So that's something like $146 million. And that money has guaranteed an energy policy that serves the oil industry and not the public.
Have you tracked the votes of those persons who've been the recipients of that $146 million
for you
to draw the conclusions you're drawing?
Absolutely. I mean, last year's energy bill is a great example. It contains billions in subsidies to the oil industry at a time when they've been reporting record profits. I mean, Exxon has posted record-breaking profits quarter after quarter, and they just gave $400 million to their ex-CEO in a retirement package. These people don't need subsidies from the government.
And they're getting them constantly.
And they're getting them constantly because they're funneling lots of money into Republican campaigns.
By name, which, if you have it, which of the Republican senators has been the largest beneficiary?
You know, I actually don't have the name of the absolute largest mm-hmm. person, but I can give you some examples. Obviously, you know, the leaders get the most money. Rick Santorum has gotten something like $470,000. Heather Wilson has gotten upwards of $350,000. And if you go to opensecrets.org, which is the Center for Responsive Politics, who tracks all of this, and you look up the top 20 members of Congress who are getting money from the oil and gas industry, they're all Republicans.
And, of course, Rick Santorum is up for election this year, and there isn't a heated and a spirited contest.
Just campaign.
And so there obviously would be an opportunity under the National Day of Action to focus some attention in that particular race.
Oh, we're doing it in lots of races and lots of districts. There are more than 300 events organized by Move On members, and that's, I mean, that's truly huge. And they're in Pennsylvania, they're in New Mexico, they're some actually in San Francisco as well.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me at all. San Francisco wouldn't think of having anybody who would receive anything from the oil companies. As a matter of fact, I don't think the oil companies would give anybody from San Francisco anything. And they have moved out. Do you know that the oil companies, Chevron was headquartered in San Francisco? And they moved out. I got elected mayor and they moved. They moved over to, I don't know, over in East Bay somewhere.
Martinez and Benicia.
Yeah, somewhere over there. But the headquarters, though, I think is in Orinda, someplace like that. San Ramon. They really have...
They ditched you, huh?
Well, they ditched us.
Well, they're running scared.
and you are, you said, more than 300 events across the nation. And is it all on just this day, or are they spread out over a few days?
Well, today is our National Day of Action for our campaign for an oil-free Congress. And there are other events planned over the summer, not explicitly through us, but there are lots of groups working to raise awareness about this right now because we are in a truly unique situation with gas prices sky high, with scientists warning that global warming is at a tipping point, and with an increasingly uncomfortable situation in the Middle East. You know, as Tom Friedman says, this is not my parents' energy crisis. And, you know, it's not enough for George Bush and other Republicans in Congress to say we're addicted to oil on one hand and then turn around and take money from the industry on the other and do nothing about it.
We're speaking to Nita Chaudhry from MoveOn.org. She's announcing the Oil-Free Congress Day. Today's a National Day of Action. She's with us live here, 960 The Quake, keeping it real with Will and Willie. You know, my favorite one was when Bush proposed alternative energy sources, and then he went to visit this alternative energy place, and it turned out in his budget, he had cut their budget so far that they were going to have to get rid of all the people who were going to be there when he showed up, so they temporarily hired him back.
Yeah, this is a classic example of what Republicans do. Because this is a hot issue right now, they're doing all kinds of posturing. But, you know, as we speak right now in Washington, Representative Pombo and other Republicans in Congress are trying to pass another bill that'll allow for oil drilling.
The Arctic National Wildlife Refuge?
No, not in the Arctic, off the shores in the States. It's called OCS. And again, it's another giant subsidy to the oil industry, which, A, they don't need it, and, B, we don't need to further our dependence on oil. We need to start moving past oil.
In this day of action, give us some examples of some of the things that are taking place in some of the locations. Is it just demonstrations where people, you know, just make the announcement? This bad thing that's being done by the oil companies, or are people actually taking steps that may translate into votes to oust people like Rick Santorum?
Oh, well, we certainly believe that folks are going to leave the gas stations educated about what's going on in Washington, and that's going to affect the way that they vote in November. It's a big part of this campaign. Now, in places like Pennsylvania, what we're doing is we're having folks gather outside the gas stations, and there are going to be signs calling out, you know, how bad the worst of the congressmen are. And we're also passing out flyers where we're catching Republicans red-handed taking money from the oil industry.
And voting against Republican industry. So you're going to throw red paint on their hands? What?
Well, you know, as you may know, caught red-handed is part of an ad campaign that MoveOn has done. So we have put flyers together outlining the exact ties between the oil industry and Republicans in Congress. And we're passing those out to people as they leave the station.
You're not doing anything in the 11th District of California, Representative Pombo's district, are you?
You know, I'm.
Would you
I'm
encourage
sure there
people to?
There, I'm. You know, I don't have the actual information for it.
How can people find out if there's an event in their area?
Just go to www.moveon.org, and there will be a link for you to click, and you just put in your zip code, and you can find out all the events near you. I just searched a San Francisco zip, and there are about 5 or 6 events.
Oh, excellent.
10 miles.
We didn't even know any about them.
Well, now you know, and hopefully you guys will show up.
Well, not only that, I think what we'll do is we have computer capacity here. As we're speaking, I'm sure that some of our people are eagerly following your directions and dropping in the zip code, and let's see what we get, because we may want to make the announcement here in this area on your behalf.
Oh, well, I would so appreciate that. And, you know, and if I could just take a second to talk about how critical this particular time is.
Go right ahead.
You know, we're heading into an election season. People are more aware of the energy crisis and our dependence on oil than they've been in a long time. And now is the time to do something about it. You know, Republicans have been in Congress for a long time now, and all they've done is vote against the public interest and for the oil industry, and that's got to stop. And now is the time to do something, because people are actually really aware. Like, not to be repetitive, but as I just said, this isn't my parents' energy crisis. Now is the time where we can really make progress. And we really feel that electing a Democratic Congress is the best shot that we've got at passing real clean energy legislation.
From your lips to God's ear. Thank you, Anita Chaudhry. Go to MoveOn.org, type in your little zip code, and find out what event is happening around here.
If you'd like to suggest actions in the next segment, 866-960-5753 is our phone number here. To get in the conversation, 866-960-5753, and you can go to quakeradio.com, the Contact Us button, click email, Will and Willie. And we're a Progressive Talk Radio, 960 The Quake. Here's John Scott with the news, weather, and traffic.
Thank you, gentlemen. 7:31, traffic first. Front Porch Traffic Center brought to you by the North Face. Fremont crash, 2 cars, half the freeway block now, 880 northbound before Auto Mall. Looks like one's overturned, so there's a spectacle past that. San Mateo crash, northbound 101 before Hillsdale. 3 cars, it's now scooted over the shoulder, and there's some glass on the roadway. They'll need to sweep it up, so it's crawling through there. Crash on the shoulder, still Walnut Creek, 680 southbound before Geary. Bay Bridge metering lights on. Back up in a real big gap, Toll Plaza. The approaches are okay at the moment. Save on the latest spring and summer gear at the North Face Summer Sale, now through Sunday, July 9th, at the North Face store on Post Street in San Francisco and Alma Street in Palo Alto. Remember, you can check real-time local traffic anytime at our website, quakeradio.com. And here's a look at what's happening at 960 The Quake, taking our cue from Willie Brown. Here's a couple of those MoveOn.org oil-free rallies today. In just a couple of them, corner of Bay and Taylor Streets at the 76 ConocoPhillips service station. That happens at 5 o'clock this afternoon. 7:30 tonight at Christie Avenue and Powell Street in Emeryville. 5 o'clock this afternoon at 6th and University in Berkeley. And you can find out all about that on the events page of MoveOn.org. Other news today, the San Jose City Council plans to ask Mayor Ron Gonzalez to resign today. The council will vote on formalizing a request for his resignation during a special city meeting, which promises to be extremely awkward. Gonzalez has been under fire to step down since he was indicted last week on bribery and conspiracy charges. State lawmakers approved the $131 billion tentative California budget last night. Here's what we do with the money. Uses a tax windfall to fund some of the largest increases ever for California schools, and it also sets aside billions to pay down debt and build up reserves. Governor Schwarzenegger has till midnight Friday to get the bill signed. That would give California its first on-time budget in 6 years. The Alameda County Sheriff's Office will hold a joint news conference with the San Leandro Police Department and the Alameda County Fire Department tomorrow to let everyone know that Saturday is Fireworks Amnesty Day. Here's the deal. You turn in your illegal fireworks, they destroy them, you don't get in trouble. Amnesty Day will be held between 10 and 3 on Saturday at the Alameda County Sheriff's Patrol Office on Foothill in San Leandro. This November, voters in Berkeley will be asked if they want to impeach George Bush. City Council voted unanimously yesterday to place the obviously non-binding question on the ballot, and the price tag for local taxpayers for this question, $10,000. Quake weather, hazy sunshine today, and humid, too. It'll feel a little bit like the Midwest, with highs in the 70s and 80s around the bay mostly, 60s on the coast, and the low 90s inland. I'm John Scott. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on 960, The Quake.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you'll get something no one else can give you. That's an appointment with me, Mike Frega. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Miley, Mike's assistant. He helped me get into a fat Trans Am. Mike has amazing relationships with hundreds of credit unions and the toughest lenders out there. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
Hi, I'm Renee. I tried the rest. Fresh Start is the best. Call 1-800-FRESH-START and Mike Frega will put his car loan money where his mouth is. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
On approval of credit, subject to prior sale. Whatever.
Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented, proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
Owning a BMW is the ultimate driving experience, and buying one is too at BMW Concord. At BMW Concord, there's no pressure to buy, only great experience and great deals. Our client advisors will listen to what you want and help you find it. With the largest selection of BMWs in the Bay Area, BMW Concord makes buying your next BMW a breeze. If we don't have the BMW of your dreams, we'll find it for you. For $500 off any new BMW, call 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to StreamingBMW.com.
Searching for your dream home? Go to QuakeRadio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on QuakeRadio.com.
Oh, gas prices are frightening indeed.
But some people drive around and laugh at the gas prices.
$3.50 them say.
And then they drive another week or two on one tank of gas. These are the Prius drivers.
Special people who care for the environment and do something about it. And now you can join these people. Because the Auto West Automotive Group is giving away a free Toyota Prius. If you'd like to enter, go to the search bar on this website and type in the keyword hybrid to go to the contest page.
Of course, you don't need to win this contest to get behind the wheel of a new Prius or any other Toyota man. In fact, you can find just about any car, truck, or van imaginable at AutoWest.com.
That's because AutoWest is part of the largest car buying and selling company in the country. And we've got the largest selection of new and pre-owned cars in the Bay Area.
To find out more about Northern California's number one dealership group, on and off the web,
visit AutoWest.com
or click the AutoWest banner on your screen.
The Progressive's choice for wireless carrier is
Working Assets Wireless. Go to QuakeRadio.com and click on the Working Assets banner ad.
And to change the world,
on the go.
All right.
When people think sexy, they think Benihana chefs.
How do you like your hibachi steak?
Rare, please. Now, the way you flip that is so sexy. Do you think that's the key to your continuing sexy allure?
Lady,
I'm married.
Remember, folks, at Benihana, it's our tables that sizzle. Watch our legendary chefs prepare all your favorites, like hibachi steak and shrimp on our world-famous teppanyaki-style grill. Benihana, an experience at every table.
I'm in it. I'm married.
Benihana, located in Burlingame, Concord, Cupertino, and San Francisco.
And Liz Kennedy. This week on 960 The Quake, CNN Radio presents Parenting by TV, a special five-part series that will look at the up and downsides of TV viewing by children under 2 years old. The baby video market generates millions of dollars each year, but not everyone thinks that's a good thing. Join us for Parenting by TV this week at 6:15 a.m. during the Progressive News Hour with John Scott on 960 The Quake.
960 The Quake, the appropriate way to channel your political rage. On the air and online, San Francisco's progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
Good morning, it's 7:39, and we're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. 866-960-5753 is the phone number to call, 866-960-5753. Willie Brown, something going on in Senate?
For a minute there, you got that telephone number a little. Run that telephone number one more time.
866-960-5753.
And somebody should call that if they want to talk to Will Durst.
Or, if they want to talk to Willie Brown, they should call 866-960-KQKE.
All right.
All right. We're getting better. All this is so new to us. We're so accustomed to inviting people to call 976. Help.
Call 976.
Help. You know what 976 is? That's,
You should have an advice line.
I represented
97. Get your lawyer help. It could all be automated based on a keyword.
I represented some people that owned several 976 numbers years ago. This was like 15, 20 years ago. They never really paid me. But they had a good business. They really did have a great business. And they got in trouble with the credit card companies because people were using their credit cards allegedly to pay for the 976 call. And you could stay on for half an hour discussing with whomever you wanted to discuss.
And you don't realize how the charges are racking up.
Yeah, whatever topic. And wives or spouses were seeing these unusual bills to Monica or Bruce at 976. They became alarmed, and of course, if you had made the call, I don't know anything about that call. That's a phony call. Let's protest. And so the credit card companies decided they were no longer going to allow people to charge for calling my 976 client's number. And we had a real confrontation.
So how would they actually make money? It would go on the phone bill?
Yes.
And it was selected. Instead of the credit card charge?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. But it didn't work well once it started going on the phone bill. Telephone companies
wanted a taste. Yeah.
Well, not only that, they started their own 976. They didn't need these other guys. And these people ended up going out of business. But they were the forerunners, literally, so early in life. They were the forerunners to the sex.com, to the match.com,
right.
All of those .com numbers that sometimes address the issues in the same way.
Well, porn has pushed a lot of industries into favor. I mean, porn was responsible pretty much for making videotape movies because of people could watch porn in their house. They didn't have to go to these sleazy movie theaters like the St. Francis became. Remember the St. Francis on Market Street?
But that was not a sleazy porn. I went to that theater.
I used to go there for triple features in the early 80s.
Yeah. And they wouldn't charge you about 60 cents for them. You go in there and you paid more for the popcorn than you did for the admission price. And your foot always stuck to the floor.
Always stuck to the floor.
So they never...
A lot of soda, I'm hoping. I'm hoping it was soda on the floor.
Has somebody calling us on 976, Paul?
Yeah, 976, no, Mr. Mayor.
I'm just wondering.
We have at 866-960-5753, Simone in Santa Cruz wants to talk about flag burning. Good morning. You're on The Quake with Will and Willie.
And first of all, I wanted to say, Will, you did a great show here in Santa Cruz on Saturday night. So thanks for that.
Simone, you're the only person of color who was at that show.
I was telling Willie Brown this early. You know.
Well, Simone, may I ask you a question?
Sure.
You can't afford to relocate?
Well,
if the revolution comes, sister, you might be in trouble.
You're in Santa Cruz.
There's no allies down there. No allies.
You know, I never thought about it that way, but you're right. You're absolutely right.
So you thought Will Durst was good on Saturday night.
Come on, maybe she enjoys the novelty status of being down in Santa Cruz.
You know, actually, that's part of it. But I didn't realize it would be such a novelty, you know. I've been there now for 10 years, and it's starting to wear a little thin.
Where did you relocate from?
I was living in Mountain View.
Oh, yeah, well, Santa Cruz is a step up from Mountain View.
Well, it was purely a decision to invest in real estate, and at the time, that was the only place I could afford.
All right. I like the practicality of
Nobody
Simone.
Thought that anybody wanted to live down there in Santa Cruz. But okay, Miss Simone, wasn't I right when I told Mr. Brown here that the diverse audience of Santa Cruz at the Cumbwa on Saturday night consisted of poor hippies, rich hippies, and ex-hippies?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
There was more patchouli.
and this is something I didn't really know about Santa Cruz until I had lived here for a while. I mean, living here is like being at a Grateful Dead concert.
That's where Volkswagen camper buses go to die. You wanted to talk about flag burning, Simone?
Well, yeah. The reason this has come up for me is, you know, I was listening about, on the news yesterday about the fact that the amendment had failed, and I was very glad about that because I think it's a very silly, stupid thing. But a couple days ago, I was watching a documentary on A&E about the KKK. And they had some video footage taken at a rally, and the leader at this rally, at the end of it, took an American flag, burned it, and then spit on it, you know, while his cronies are all cheering. And at that moment, I thought, wouldn't it be great if just for that reason, we could go and arrest these SOBs? Because I just figure these guys get away with so much, and I thought, this was just a thought. It would be kind of useful to have some sort of law that would allow, you know, us to go in and arrest these guys.
You can do that currently. However, sometimes the courts will suggest and challenge it on the basis that this is an extension of freedom of speech, but you certainly can prosecute people for engaging in certain kinds of conduct as it relates to the flag.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, what the debate in the U.S. Senate, though, was around whether or not there should be a constitutional amendment
for that purpose.
And you really don't need a constitutional amendment for that purpose.
No, and I wonder why they thought it was so important that they actually had to bring it up and vote on it.
It's just a political move. It's all election year.
Yeah, it's all part of the patriotism acknowledgement we all need to make occasionally. And when you suggest matters of this nature, it's very difficult for people to understand if you don't fall in line and say, yes, I agree with it. For an example, Hillary Clinton, the senator from New York and the Democratic potential nominee for president, voted no on the issue because she had her own proposed measure. She felt the necessity, though, of having a measure that would allow her to say that she had voted for some measure that would have strengthened the opportunity for prosecutors to go after people who desecrate the symbols of America, including the flag. John Kerry joined her in that effort. So there are members of the Senate who have your same views.
Straight. They have Hillary's on both sides of the issue again?
Three. Three sides.
She's got it covered. She's got. She's on the left. She's on the right. But and she's straddling it.
But I think, in her defense, let me tell you, I think she is responding the same way Simone said she responded when she saw this collection of people doing what they did to the flag. I think you can be outraged, but you don't have to be so outraged that you would cheapen your Constitution by putting an amendment in for something that's really not an issue.
What about when Bush was putting his signature in black magic marker on those little tiny flags? How big does a flag have to be? Does it say, can the flag be made out of paper? If you burn a piece of paper that you've drawn a flag on, does that work?
I don't think so, Will. I think it has to be a flag that has been produced to be displayed on the 4th of July, et cetera, et cetera. I don't think it reduces itself to a thing like burning a piece of paper on something. Your drawing?
Yeah, no. My drawing.
No,
yeah.
It wouldn't.
You know, with the,
be no issue.
With the 32 stripes
be
and
no
the
issue.
14 stars.
Be no issue. But, Simone, thank you for your call.
Thanks for the call, Eddie.
960 The Quake. And I'm going to be in Santa Cruz. I'm sure I'll have no trouble spotting you.
There you go. And Will Durst, you could be arrested for many of the bursts of Durst, and we'll have one next.
And it's on flagrant.
Yeah, well, and they're all archived at QuakeRadio.com, by the way. 749, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
And now an episode of Sushi Trivia, brought to you by Benihana. Sushi actually came about as a means of preserving fish. Originally, fish was pressed between layers of salt weighted with a stone. Did you know the word sushi doesn't actually mean fish? The word for fish is sashimi. And do you know where to get the freshest sushi in town? Benihana, where our sushi chefs prepare mouth-watering and delicious sushi dishes every day of the week. Benihana, an experience at every table.
Benihana, located in Burlingame, Concord, Cupertino, and San Francisco.
Dreaming about driving a BMW? Whether it's your first BMW or you're ready to take your current BMW to the next level, BMW Concord is the only place where you'll find a great experience through every stage of ownership. What you want is their first priority. That's why their clients are repeat clients. To receive $500 off your next BMW or to make an appointment with one of their helpful client advisors, call BMW Concord today at 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to streamingbmw.com.
Oh, gas prices are frightening indeed. But some people drive 500 miles on one tank and laugh at the gas prices. They are Prius drivers. And now's your chance to win a Toyota Prius of your own from the Auto West Automotive Group. Just go to the search bar on this site and type in the keyword hybrid. But you don't need to win the contest to drive a new Prius, man. Or just about any car, truck, or van. Shop the inventory at AutoWest.com or click the Auto West banner.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Have you been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle? Now's the time to switch. Now through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Comcast is four times faster than DSL. Compare the difference in speed for yourself with this amazing limited-time offer of just $19.99 a month. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, three lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com or at Spanger Media Player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
I'm Bill Press. I usually hang out in Washington, but when I'm in the Bay Area, I listen to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst. A daily commentary from Will Durst.
And at 7:52 on this Wednesday, June 28th, it's brought to you by Scandinavian Designs at Scandinavian.com. Will, it's your turn.
Why, thank you, Mr. Wells. So the deal is the flag-burning amendment fell but a single vote short of passing. Well, Republicans are probably laughing so hard right now, their drool guards are spilling over capacity. Because they get to bring it up again and again and again and accuse liberals of dooming Old Glory to an ignominious fate. My question is, why stop there? Flags are old news. There's a plethora of American icons in danger of being messed with. Let's look, shall we? How about baseball preservation? I don't want to hear another word about these commie pinko soccer moms. If they can't be good old American baseball moms, maybe they should consider adoption. The Thanksgiving Turkey Protection Act. No hams, no chickens, no beef Wellington, no turkey-shaped tofu loaf. It's Thanksgiving. You're going to eat turkey and you're going to like it, mister. And the Detroit Lions game is on every channel. The Cheeseburger Anti-Defamation Act. The cheese on a cheeseburger should be yellow, either Wisconsin cheddar or good old American. You can take your Mexican pepper jack and your baby Swiss, then your French gorgonzola, and you can shove it up where the sun never shines. The Hershey Bar Deification. It's chocolate, for crumb's sake, and it don't get any simpler or better than a good old Hershey bar. It was good enough for our boys in WW2. It should be good enough for these attention deficit rugrats. The Katie Couric America's Sweetheart Proclamation. There's absolutely no reason on earth why anybody should be watching Brian Williams to begin with. It's Katie's world. We just live in it. And that's your burst of Durst for today. What about the cheeseburger thing?
You often wonder how anybody's mind could conceivably be so.
I'm right here. It's not like I'm not in the room.
I'm wandering around. I think you're right about the cheeseburger.
Yeah,
I think
that should be yellow cheese.
Yeah, I think it has to be cheddar. And it's got to have the right color.
Yeah.
Somebody put blue cheese on them. I mean, I couldn't believe you put blue. What?
Doesn't work.
In the name of heaven's
happens
to you?
It might work if you got, one of those Kobe beef ground, 95% fat free,
Well, but why eat a cheeseburger if it's 95% fat free? You're eating a cheeseburger for one person. Are you kidding me? I live to search the world for the best.
No, that's me.
No, that's me. I'm telling you, if you go into a town and you start by giving me access to the cheeseburger, and if it's a bar like Bonn, if it's been well toasted, if it's really greased and lazed as if
that's
it
right.
run your car,
that's then
now you got my attention. And then if you add to that,
a tasty burger.
Somebody is interrupted.
Now cheese on the flag, totally out.
No cheese on the flag.
Mm-mm.
Oh, no. Why would you desecrate cheese? What kind of nonsense is that? That would be terrible, Paul. You can't do that. But the burst of Durst, I love. This is Katie's world?
Yes, we just live in it.
Brian Williams would like to hear that. I'm sure he'd love to hear that. And how about Star Jones?
You look good when you dress up. You look good. You look natty. You look tailored. It's not overstated. You just look good. I mean, people don't. You always look like you're well dressed out. But something about Brian Williams, it's kind of like, yeah, I'm dressed out and it's in your face, damn it. And it's, don't I look good? And there's something about Brian Williams. I think he struts.
Well, I also think that he's probably dressing out a wardrobe at the station. I don't think you buy the stuff that he wears. I mean, it is not, like, good.
It's not fitted to his personality either.
No, he should check Jay Leno out. Jay Leno, who's really? Kind of a big guy.
Yeah.
His clothes always fit. They're always consistent so that it makes him look smoother, makes him look fit.
And he's just a working-class guy, you know.
Totally.
He's an old mechanic.
He's totally mechanic. He's a motorcycle guy. Maybe he has a license, but...
No, he started out as a Rolls-Royce mechanic. He was a mechanic, but it was a Rolls-Royce mechanic when he was in Boston.
And now he collects Rolls-Royces.
Yeah, he's got, what, two hangars at Burbank?
Yeah, and do you know that he lives off of his stand-up salary?
He hasn't spent a single penny of his Tonight Show money.
In all the years.
And I haven't spent a single penny of my KQKE money.
I haven't spent a single penny of my Tonight Show money.
There's the joke.
Yeah.
See, he found the joke.
The next hour, chairman of the California Democratic Party, Senator Art Torres, will be by, and StopWaste.org's Robin Pluchok, and a whole lot more. We're keeping it real with Will and
Lee. I'm on my way to get a cheeseburger.
All right, on 960, The Quake.
This is a tasty burger.
You mind if I have some of your tasty beverage?
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, three lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com. Or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
960, The Quake, San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble.
We have a helicopter crew conducting search and rescue operations in the Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, Pennsylvania area.
Lieutenant Gene Mastis of the Pennsylvania Coast Guard. Rescues are taking place in several states on the East Coast because of heavy rains and flooding. At least 8 people dead in the flooding. Reporter Craig Stevens tells us as many as 15,000 people have been evacuated in Binghamton, New York, because of the rising Susquehanna River.
There are bridges washed out throughout the Broome, Shenango, Delaware, and Otsego County upstate areas. There are roads washed away. An example is Interstate 88. There's about a 40-foot stretch of Interstate 88 that is completely gone, not just covered by water, but the road itself is just broken up and gone.
The rain, for the most part, has moved out of the middle Atlantic, but our meteorologist Chad Myers says rivers and streams are still rising.
A creek that's 3 feet wide, your crest is probably happening now or today. But when that 3-foot creek, now swollen to a 10-foot creek, runs into some larger creeks and eventually into rivers, the rivers always rise slower.
Israeli troops and armored vehicles have moved into Gaza. Israel says it's trying to find one of its soldiers kidnapped by Palestinians last weekend. Israeli warplanes bombed a power plant and two bridges, and witnesses also report seeing an airstrike on a Hamas training camp. White House Press Secretary Tony Snow says this could all end quickly.
Palestinian authorities could make this very simple. They could return the kidnapped soldier, and the most important thing is to try to restore some semblance of security as rapidly as possible.
The Fed begins its two-day regular meeting today. An announcement on interest rates is expected tomorrow, and many money analysts think it'll raise rates again. If the rates go up again, it would be the 17th increase in 2 years. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio. I'm Jim Ribble. Will and Willie and more local news coming up on 960 The Quake.
It's the ultimate summer escape. Live like the rich and famous. You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
Segment, and call me Sally.
Hot. Submitted for your approval. 7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience.
El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hopyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash in.
Cash in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, 3 lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Time for Quake traffic from the Cron 4 Traffic Center and the Cron 4 Morning News.
804, I'm John Scott. This report brought to you by your local Toyota dealers. Here's what's happening. A couple of Oakland problems. 880 northbound before Broadway. Big rig crash in the right lane. Stall in the right lane coming up to the Caldecott on 24 eastbound. On the peninsula, 101 northbound before Hillsdale. Three-car crash was blocking now on the shoulder. And they're going to have to send a sweeper to get the glass off the freeway. Bay Bridge, look out on the upper deck. Looks like on the San Francisco side of the upper deck, the car has got a flat tire and it's limping along in the right lane. Metering lights on. Backup is not substantial at the moment. The all-new 2006 RAV4, fully redesigned and now bigger than ever, with 40% more cargo space than before. Its available V6 engine will get you and your gear to any destination. The all-new RAV4, not just bigger, better. You can check real-time local traffic anytime on our website, quakeradio.com. It's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
And at 8:05, we're live from the Hotel Vitale, voted by San Francisco Magazine as the Bay Area's best happy hour bar here at the Cafe Americano, the Americano restaurant, where we broadcast live Monday through Friday from 7 to 10 here in the lounge room.
Yeah. Who voted them that?
San Francisco Magazine, and we'll have their publisher and style director on with us in the next hour. And Willie Brown, who do we have as a guest right now?
We've got the Honorable Senator Art Torres. Retired from the state Senate, but he has been the leading light for the Democratic Party for almost a dozen years now.
He looks like a leading light.
He is the chair and the spokesperson for the party, and it's really good to see him. He gave me a great honor earlier in the year. He asked that I chair the Democratic State Central Committee's convention here in Sacramento, and I must tell you, I never had so much fun. The speakers were just excellent. He now tells me that, in his opinion, it was the best collection of presenters that he has had in his entire history, and I'm sure glad that I was the beneficiary of their performance.
Well, in light of that, Willie, you know, you made history because you served as the briefest chair of the Democratic Party in the history of California politics.
So he was an honorary chair of the Democratic Party?
Well,
I was the acting chair.
You were the acting
not
chair?
Not the honorary.
Well, I got to say, I'm a cancer survivor. On March 15th, I was diagnosed with colon cancer. And I survived.
Oh, that's
thanks
not
God
a good
to the
one
doctors
either.
At California Pacific Medical Center. And in recovery, I couldn't chair the convention. And I asked my mentor, my friend, Willie Brown, to do so, because I couldn't think of anybody better than him to do it. So on behalf of that historic venue, with gratitude for your brief but historic tenure as chairman of the California Democratic Party, thank you.
Oh, what he has just
that?
Handed to me is a piece of redwood with a redwood gavel. It's attached to the piece of redwood. It makes
plaque.
A plaque, and it has those words that he just uttered. And it actually has my name, and it's spelled correctly. It is. What, they're taking a photograph of it. On radio, you really can't see this. Yeah. And Will Durst just touched it.
And it actually says,
it valued
for your brief but historic tenure as chairman of the California Democratic Party, April 28th to April 30th, 2006, with gratitude, Art Torres.
It sounds like I was... ousted? Is that brief tenure? Is that why you read
like
it?
Cool.
Yeah.
So,
we'll put this up on the website at quakeradio.com
yes,
for listeners to be able to see the picture of the mayor with this gavel.
Absolutely.
On
the
frame. And Mr. Chairman, I thank you very, very much.
Well, thank you, Willie.
On my resume, I will not include the dates, but I'm going to say that. I chaired the Democratic Party, and that is the truth.
Oh, yeah.
It's not the whole truth,
yeah,
but it is the truth.
Yeah, that'll be the line item in your resume that puts you over the top. Yeah.
Oh, by all means.
Well, the bottom line also, and on a serious note, I hope people, especially over 50, get a colonoscopy. It saved my life. There were no symptoms.
I was going to ask. What you didn't notice anything? You just
Nothing.
Had a routine colonoscopy?
My mother had a colonoscopy. They took it out. She had benign polyps. I went in there. The doctor says, well, you're over 50. Come in for a screening. I said, what the hell? What I didn't realize was I scheduled the screening for March 15th. And that should have been the first sign that it was going to be a problem, the Ides of March, right? So I went in. No pain, no symptoms, and there it was. And they took it out surgically, and I'm alive today. I'm just.
And if you'd waited,
it would have been a different story.
All hell could have broken.
Well, his tenure would have lasted longer than a few days as chairman of the Democratic Party.
I'm surprised he let you back. What was that like, wresting the gavel away from him?
Very difficult. Very difficult.
Oh, I'm being trashed.
So this is my first public appearance, sides. And I wanted to do it on this show with Willie and you. And I'm just so honored to be here and blessed to be here.
I got to tell you, Art, you look better than you did before you had the operation. So those of you out there, yeah, go in and get a check. Because this may be the answer to your youthfulness. This may be the answer to your new beauty.
I mean,
this is fabulous, but I'm glad to see you. And you honor us by coming on 960 The Quake. You've been on with us before, I think, by telephone.
Never. By telephone, maybe, yeah.
Yeah. Early on.
Early on.
A little bit of telephone thing, but you're on for the first time. I must tell you that we've had Nancy Pelosi in that chair. We've had Migdon in that chair. We've had Newsom in that chair. We've had Democratic luminaries like you wouldn't believe. We've had... Lieutenant Governor Jackie Speier. We've had John Garamendi.
Almost Attorney General Jerry Brown.
Soon to be Attorney General Jerry Brown. We've had lots of people flow through here because what we're trying to do on this station is offset the dialogue of more than 400 talk show hosts across the nation that are an extension of the Republican right wing.
And I want to know how
operation.
Many of those have illegal Viagra prescriptions. Huh? How many of those conservative talk shows besides us?
Most of them.
Or some other substance enhancer.
Right.
But what's going on in the Democratic Party? Are we actually going to win this thing?
I think we are going to win this thing.
Then how do you count fire loss down in San Diego?
Well, that's reapportionment lines, I think, quite frankly. And also, I think there was a flub by our nominee on immigration during that debate right before the election. When somebody, and we figure it was a plant, that asked the question, do you need paperwork to vote in an election? And she responded, no, you don't need paperwork, and which is true. But that led to the whole immigration and fueled it, which was Bill Bray's notion. We think we can go back in there and make it a more competitive race. But it's difficult when the reapportionment lines are drawn the way they are. And thank God today the U.S. Supreme Court just ruled partially unconstitutional the Texas reapportionment plan, citing that it was discriminatory.
Sounds confusing, though. It sounds like
it's confusing, but I think it lends itself to a good interpretation for future efforts by the Republicans not to go forward in that direction. But I think the most important issue that we're seeing today is Arlen Specter's hearings. that are going to start today on George Bush's alleged civil disobedience. People have ignored, and so has the press, that every time he signs these laws, he issues an executive statement along with those laws citing where he will not obey it. And here you have a Republican chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee issuing the notion of a hearing on the President of the United States for being civil, disobeying civilly the very laws that he's signing.
I must tell you, Art, that Will Durst has been on this case for some time now. He has been pushing to have the Bush technique of evidence in his desire to veto a measure, but instead of vetoing it, as would be the courageous thing for a president, he puts in these, I will not obey.
Which he still hasn't done. He hasn't vetoed a single bill yet.
Not one. Not one.
He doesn't need to.
Apparently, he's not going to follow the law. But isn't that against the law?
Well, I think, quite frankly, it's an impeachable offense, given what's out there. And I think the hearings by Specter are going to prove very embarrassing to this president. I don't think anybody is going to be able to spin away from the fact that he's continually done it. And most Americans don't know that he's been doing that, Will. And I think when you look at the framework of these hearings and what the potential they have to look at this issue, I think you've been right on track from the beginning. You're going to have a very interesting hearing by a Republican chairman on this very issue.
But he's not the only president who's ever done that, though, is he, Art?
I'm sure he isn't, but clearly he's the only president in my recorded history that has never vetoed a bill. There's not a piece of pork he didn't like.
He's abused the privilege from far beyond anything any president has ever conceived of doing. You're listening to Art Torres, the chair of the Democratic Party for the state of California, right here on 960 The Quake, KQKE. And it's on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie.
And we have the chair of the California Democratic Party. You're here. Here's what I'm worried about. Bill Bray was able to use immigration. Now, it looked like a blueprint for every other candidate who's in a tough district. And according to the political analyst Cook, I think it's Charlie Cook,
he has
raised the amount of seats that are in play for Democrats from about 15 to about 40. But it's 4 months away, 4 months and a week away. So there's plenty of time for, you know, stuff to hit the fan. And I'm worried that they're going to use this immigration thing because people are worried. People are worried about jobs being depressed, wages being depressed, their hospital facilities being overtaxed. People are worried, and it's not just in coastal areas. It's in Minnesota. It's in Iowa. It's all across America right now.
Well, look what happened in this recent budget debate. Children were held as ransom simply because there was an allegation that many undocumented immigrant children would receive health care benefits. Excuse me, there are a lot of California children that are here legally that would receive those benefits as well, yet we're going to deny them because of some political rhetoric and spin-off by the Republican side? That's wrong. The other issue that's interesting is on July 2nd, we're going to have a very important election for the presidency of Mexico. It is probably the most significant election ever in the history of that country.
They vote on Sundays?
They vote on Sundays.
They vote on Sundays, which is sensible, by the way.
Very sensible. Very little get-out-the-vote operation required on a Sunday.
That's right.
But here you have a confrontation between the mayor of Mexico City, Obrador, Calderon, who represents the Vincent Fox Party, and then Madrazo, who is the old PRI candidate, doesn't have much of a chance. But those top two candidates are so close together, and it's the first time that they've used negative ads. American consultants. Who was Clinton's consultant?
Carville.
No, the other guy who was caught in the Jefferson Hotel.
The guy that disappeared.
The guy that disappeared.
Dick Morris.
Dick Morris is helping one of the candidates. I think it's Calderon who he's helping. It's the first time you've had an Americanized type of campaign, but it also has centered around immigration and immigration issues along the border.
Are they going to build a wall so that we don't come down there?
You know, we have never held the Mexican government's feet to the fire. We have never held their feet to the fire. And Governor Richardson and I for 30 years have been trying to tell people to do that. Every Mexican president has been corrupt in Mexico for the most part. And every time when you see a Mexican, a new resort propping up after a presidential election, it's got to be headed by a group of investors with the ex-president prominently involved. When you look at the border of Guatemala and Mexico, they ought to be ashamed of themselves, of how they treat the Mayan Indians and the Guatemalans trying to cross over by rivers in the area of Quintana Roo and also in Chiapas. They are horrible human rights violators, the Mexican government, to keep people out of their country from Guatemala and Central America.
From the south.
From the south. If they exercise the same type of border enforcement in the north, we wouldn't have this problem. The other problem is, instead of putting the maquiladoras...
So they aren't producing comic books to teach people how to get across the border safely from the south.
No, there are no Mayan comic books for the Guatemalan Indians on how to get over to Mexico.
But will you stick around for a few minutes
with
us? All right. It's our tour as you're listening to, and the dialogue is good. I love it. I love the analysis of what's happening in Mexico right here on 960 The Quick.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, three lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Now through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast, fast like Comcast high-speed internet. Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic pressure-relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Hey, Truth Seekers, I'm Mike Malloy. Weeknights, 11 to 2, and now back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Freedom of choice, what you got. Freedom of choice.
Thank you for using your freedom of choice to dial in to 960 AM Progressive Talk Radio, The Quake, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Willie Brown and Will Durst. I'm Paul Wells, and our guest, the head of the California Democratic Party, the chairman, is here, former state senator Art Torres.
Well, he's back being the chair. He was not the chair for the full year.
That's right, because he was, we were acting the chair.
Well, I was the chair for for a couple of days.
For a couple of days.
Yeah, for a couple of days.
For 48 hours. Yeah. 48-hour chair.
Actually, longer than 48. It actually extended a little bit over. The plaque is not exactly accurate.
So, was it 72? Was it quite 72? Is it 28th through the 30th inclusive? Because that would give you 3 days.
He's counting prep time.
It was wonderful, though. He has such a great staff. The people who do the day-to-day work for the Democratic Party, led by Kathy Bowler.
Oh, she's terrific.
Was incredible. She set the thing up so that I would come up and be briefed. She had them all in the room, and I walked in, and they laid out what the program would be, said how it is supposed to flow and what have you, and I said, good day. Didn't need me. They were on automatic pilot. Yeah. They didn't need me at all. It was incredible. And they really put it together. And then Art came on the telephone. He joined the conference, joined the briefing by telephone, by speakerphone. And they were incredibly moved by your appearance on the speakerphone. You know, it was not one of. It was not at a moment when you were.
Well, I was from a hospital, but at CPMC, so.
I know. I was trying to figure out how to save the site.
Thank you for saving me that embarrassment. I can talk about it now.
Yes, yeah, but it was good. But let's go back to the dialogue. You know, our people in the state of California have experienced the business of having politics affected by the immigration issue. In the Pete Wilson race versus Kathleen Brown, she was 20 points up at some other astronomical numbers, and he resorted to 187 and made it a big issue.
Well, it affected me. I was the only Latino name on the ballot for insurance commissioner, and I'm the only one that lost.
Yeah,
and went down miserably.
Give us your perspective this time around. Where do you think that issue is going to lead the Democratic Party candidates who are philosophically where they should be on the issue?
Every study that's been done on fences, on walls, even talking to the fence contractors, the studies suggest that it doesn't reduce illegal immigration. People are going to find a way to get here in order to find work, in order to find jobs. I served on a commission as a U.S. Senate appointee in the 80s that developed the last law with Congressman Mazzoli and others in the Senate that Reagan signed, thinking that that would solve the problem.
In 87.
In 87. There was no enforcement of employers. The maquiladoras, the plants that were put on the border, should never have been put on the border. They should have been put in central Mexico for economic development and job creation, in central Mexico, driving the forces there. There was no cooperation from the Mexican government, and to this day there isn't, except maybe on drugs, but that's even pretty meaningless as far as I'm concerned. So if you're going to solve this problem, it can't be solved by us alone. It has to take a Latin American initiative, and it has to take the new president of Mexico to come to the table with significant change in the way they do business.
Which of these two candidates would have the best opportunity to do that?
I believe Obrador, who is the leftist candidate from and former mayor of Mexico City, has talked most about job creation, most about economic development within Mexico, especially central Mexico. But until you have enforcement on both sides of the border, I don't care how much we spend. Even George Duke Manger, remember, wanted to put the 7th Fleet of the Navy in the Sea of Cortez as a way to solve the problem. You're never going to solve the problem with enforcement of border controls or security. You're going to solve the problems with economic development. And I don't think anyone can point to any terrorist that's been arrested coming from Mexico into the U.S. Not one. So the security threat is not the issue. The issue is economics and how it affects us here in California, and clearly how it affects the region. And now it's spread across the country, as you just said, Will, earlier. When you see stories in the New York Times about Maryland, about Pennsylvania, about communities, 439% increase of Hispanics in Arkansas. I mean, if Bill Clinton were running for governor, he'd have to learn Spanish today.
Maybe higher than that in Louisiana, and because the people mainly doing the rebuilding
are not here legally.
Of New Orleans. That's right. They are people who are here from Mexico. It's incredible. They're just what goes down.
And Illinois, with the railroads, which caused the migration to occur during that period of time as well.
How are you recommending, and what are you recommending to candidates on the Democratic side who may be faced with the issue? Obviously, the woman in the 50th congressional district did not handle the matter well. Almost anybody else in the world could have answered that question, and she would not have had the issue, would not have had the problem. How would you suggest to people, would you suggest that they gain the knowledge and the understanding that you have about it and elevate the level of dialogue rather than the political sloganeering? Or just how would you handle it?
Well, it's the same problem the Democrats have nationally and statewide and locally. We have to have a message. We can't just be attacking the other side, or George Bush, or Arnold. We have to have our own message. And that's what resonated, not only the negative campaign in the primary in this low voter turnout of 28%, now approaching maybe 30%, it was we didn't have a message that resonated with that commuter on BART to bring them over to our side. And so we have to have a very strong message on immigration. Number one, we believe in making sure that enforcement of the laws occur in this state and in this country. And that means employers enforcing those laws. It's been on the books for years, but it's never been enforced. The other is to make sure that we put pressure on our congressional delegation, as well as the Congress, to deal with the Mexican government. And I believe that allies like Governor Richardson and others will be there to support that kind of effort. And I think as soon as this new president is elected, there ought to be a delegation from the legislature flying down there to sit down with whoever is the new president and spell out what our agenda is.
The California legislature?
The California legislature, because Congress has a role here, but the people that are hurt the most are the border states. It's not just the whole United States, although that population is shifting.
We're speaking to Art Torres. He's the current chairman of the California Democratic Party, position he's held since 1995. First Latino in the California Democratic Party to be nominated for statewide office when he won the Democratic primary for insurance commissioner in 94. Which he lost. He's with us here.
And he served in the California State Assembly.
Yeah, but the FBI took care of my opponent.
You know what he's doing now?
He's a deputy sheriff somewhere.
In Florida. Quackenbush? You lost to Quackenbush?
I lost to Quackenbush.
Oh, honey. Oh.
The power of 187.
Before that, he was a senator for the 24th Senate District in Los Angeles.
Yes, but now I'm a San Francisco tax-paying resident and love it here.
Oh, welcome to 960.
And he's not telling you the whole story?
What
he has a relationship in the Napa Valley where when he thanks you and he sends you wine and cheese and all the other you should see the package I got.
Really?
If I was still holding a public office, it was expensive enough that I'd have to report it.
You'd have to report it, that's
right,
for sure.
And give it back.
And
I never gave anything back.
Let's and anybody going to Chicago, September 19th, my son opens with Stacy Keach and King Lear in the Chicago Repertory Theater.
So his son is an actor.
It's a paying job, too.
Oh, yeah?
He's in the Chicago Rep.
Yeah, he's going to be. He just got hired to play Edgar, the role with Stacy Keach and King Lear. Open September 19th.
Stacy's doing King Lear.
Oh man, and,
I want to go.
Oh, I do too, and I plan to. I've never missed a Little League game. Although Joaquin was never into Little League, he was always playing center field and looking at the sky. But so when he graduated from Stanford, he decided he wanted to be an actor, and I said, "Oh God!" So he's been at NYU. In fact, his girlfriend is currently the Tony nominated actress in the Spelling Bee.
Oh,
right. Yeah, who, on New York on Broadway, and then she's
I saw it on Broadway.
Yeah, it's great.
Which one is she?
She was the blonde.
The little blonde.
Oh. Was very, very funny. She was out here to visit, and I'm very proud of Joaquin because it's a tough business, as you well know, the entertainment.
And I've known Joaquin since the date of his birth.
That's correct. He was a premature 10-pound, 1-ounce child.
He's a big boy.
He's a precocious young man, too.
Well, getting lost in center field is no great crime.
And the Giants
had Glenn Allen Hill. Thanks for joining us, Art Torres.
It's been a pleasure, guys. It's been a pleasure.
And make sure that you're a frequent guest. We want you back here.
I'd love to be here.
Absolutely. And in the next segment, StopWaste.org's Robin Pluchok will be joining us. And in the next hour, we'll have Noel Neal, the original Lois Lane in the TV show Superman, the new Superman movie coming out today. And also Best of the Bay, a Thursday night event that's going to happen at the concourse at 8th and Brannan with San Francisco Magazine. We'll have their publisher and style editor Stephen Catherine will be joining us all in the next hour. Stay right with us here, keeping it real with Will and Willie. John Scott's got the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
Thanks, Paul. 8:31. This report is brought to you by Cron 4. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news. Milpitas stopped traffic because of an overturned car blocking at the freeway. 880 northbound after 237. San Jose, troubles on 680 northbound before Landes, 2-car crash, slow lane block. Cupertino, 280 northbound at 85, 2-car crash, right lane block. And in Oakland, 880 northbound before Broadway, a big rig did something, either jackknife or crash, but it's stop and go from 238 when you get up there. Metering lights on, the backup has not been big this morning. Looks like it's in that summer pattern for the end of the parking lot. To check real-time traffic anytime, go to our website at quakeradio.com. 8:32, here's what's happening at 960, The Quake. Imagine running a meeting where your colleagues ask you to resign as part of the minutes. That awkward moment will happen in San Jose today as the city council plans to ask its mayor, Ron Gonzalez, to resign in the wake of his indictment over a secretly negotiated garbage contract Gonzalez has rejected any request for him to step down, give back his city-issued credit card, or reduce his salary either. Gonzalez has been under fire step down since he was indicted last week on bribery and conspiracy charges. Randolph Ward came to the Oakland Unified School District 3 years ago as a state overseer of the financially bankrupt system. He cut staff, cut expenses, and closed schools in an attempt to get the district back on its feet. Most recently, Ward helped negotiate a new contract for Oakland teachers. We hear he may now be moving on, that he may be being considered for the top job in the San Diego School District. Ward has not commented on the reports. It's almost the fourth. That day when normally law-abiding citizens seem to think it's okay to blow off explosive devices, and in some case, really big explosive devices. Not you, you might want to consider amnesty. The Alameda County Sheriff's Office says, on Saturday, if you turn in your illegal fireworks, they'll wreck them for you, no questions asked. For those who choose to hang on to the illegal stuff and set it off over the holiday weekend, they'll be rolling out extra patrols. Amnesty Day is Saturday between 10 and 3 at the Alameda County Sheriff's Patrol Office on Foothill in San Leandro. State lawmakers have approved a spending plan totaling $130.9 billion. The budget bill passed the Senate on a vote of 30 to 10, uses a tax windfall to fund one of the largest increases ever for California schools, now moves to the governor's desk, and if he signs it before midnight on Friday, California will have an on-time budget. Quake weather. A little humid today. Hazy sunshine. Highs in the 60s of the coast, low 90s inland. I'm John Scott. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues on San Francisco and the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station, 960 The Quake.
Now through June 30th, it's the best Comcast high-speed internet deal of the year. Get the amazingly fast Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. So if you've been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle, now is the time to switch. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. When you sign up for Comcast high-speed internet, you get instant access to free features like the Fan, Video Mail, Comcast Rhapsody Radio Plus, up to 7 personal email accounts, and other exciting features. You get over $300 in additional features and benefits included free with your service. And because they offer McAfee security tools with their service, you can be assured that you and your family's online environment is safe with virus protection, firewall, and parental controls. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST or Comcast.com.
Did you know Prius drivers can go up to 500 miles on one tank of gas and laugh at high gas prices? And now's your chance to win your own Toyota Prius from the Auto West Automotive Group. Just go to the search bar on this site and type in the keyword hybrid to enter.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
This summer can be a difference maker for your child.
My daughter struggled with her schoolwork, but what frightened me most was that she lost her self-image and confidence. After only a few sessions with her Learning Rx trainer, that confidence came back. After just 10 weeks, she'd also increased her grades in every class.
Learning Rx is number one in learning and reading gains. We can help your student achieve twice the gains in half the time at half the cost. A cognitive skills trainer will work one-on-one with your child this summer to dramatically enhance his or her core ability to learn. Stronger learning skills through LearningRx's fun, unique brain training produce enhanced performance, increased confidence, and a whole new set of abilities to overcome persistent learning problems. A few hours invested in training this summer can literally change the way your child learns and reads, both next year and forever.
Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-416-1400.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Frega. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you'll get something no one else can give you. That's an appointment with me, Mike Frega. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Miley, Mike's assistant. He helped me get into a fat Trans Am. Mike has amazing relationships with hundreds of credit unions and the toughest lenders out there. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
Hi, I'm Renee. I tried the rest. Fresh Start is the best. Call 1-800-FRESH-START and Mike Frega will put his car loan money where his mouth is. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
On approval of credit, subject to prior sale. Whatever.
Hello?
Opportunity calling.
I thought you knocked.
Eh, that's a cliche.
What do you have?
Expand your media player and find out.
Find out what?
Sony card wish it, win it.
So first I wish?
And then you could win.
Win what?
$10,000 worth of Sony Entertainment.
That's huge.
That's Sony card wish it, win it.
What do I do now?
Go to SonyCardWin.com to create your personal wish list.
I wish for Sony electronics, CDs, DVDs, and games.
But you gotta expand your media player.
I will.
There's a Sony card winner each month.
So there's a chance?
That you'll be the one.
To wish and then win?
That's why it's called
Wish It, Win It from Sony Card.
The card that earns points towards Sony rewards with every use. Expand your media player yet?
I'm on it.
You got it.
Good call.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
960thequake.com. Your online pass to the Bay Area's progressive talk station. Real-time traffic information. A tool to find the cheapest gas in your neighborhood. A schedule of our show. Go get it. Quakeradio.com.
960 The Quake congratulates Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. Voted best radio morning show by SF Weekly and by the American Women in Radio and Television.
It is the best show.
That bribe money was well spent.
The momentum is building.
We're 960 The Quake.
This is Ed Schultz, now on afternoons from 1 to 4 p.m. Back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. It's a green segment right now. Will Durst, who do we have as a guest?
Why, our guest is Robin Pluchok, and she's from StopWaste.org. What is StopWaste.org?
Thank you very much for having me. StopWaste.org is a public agency in Alameda County, and our mission is to reduce waste going to landfill by 75% by the year 2010.
2010, that's 4 years.
Really close.
From the beginning of the year, January, or by the end of the year, December?
I don't
December?
Know that we set the month.
Uh-huh. So we got a window there.
We do.
Oh, that's very nice. Gave yourself a little out.
Robin, is this a government agency, or is it a voluntary?
It's a government agency. It's a public agency. We're a joint powers authority composed of the different cities within Alameda County.
And are they attempting to meet a state-mandated requirement for landfills?
The state mandate is 50% waste reduction to landfill, and in 1990, the voters of Alameda County decided to go beyond the state mandate and go for a 75% mandate.
Now, do you guys
and beyond?
We have green bins here, at least in my neighborhood. We have three bins. We got the brown bin, which is for normal garbage, and then we got the blue bin for recycling, like cans and bottles and plastic, and then we got the green bin for food scraps. Do you have that in Alameda County?
That's exactly what we have. We now have the majority of the cities in Alameda County, 80% of the households can now recycle their food scraps in their green bins. And what's really great about this program is that not only about a one-third of household garbage is food scraps and food soiled paper. And instead of sending that volume of food scraps to the landfill, it can be composted, and by turning it into compost, you're making a valuable product that's used by landscapers and farmers to grow better crops, and you're also reducing greenhouse gas, because most people don't know, but in the landfill, food doesn't decompose like it does in nature.
It doesn't biodegrade?
It doesn't, not like it does in your backyard or in your compost bin.
So if you compress it all together, it'll just stay.
The landfill actually acts like a dry tomb, and if you were a geologist and you were to take a core sample of a landfill, you would find heads of lettuce, hot dogs, newspaper that you could read.
How old?
Decades, hundreds of years old. I don't know exactly.
Wow.
But
you want a 100-year-old head of lettuce?
I think I had one. At a restaurant the other night. It was that bad. Robin, and how long have you been in charge of this program?
I've been working about 5 years at StopWaste.org and developing the food scrap, helping develop the food scrap recycling program.
All right, so tell us what the progress has been towards the 75% goal that the voters mandated.
We are getting closer. We're great. People are very dedicated recyclers in Alameda County and throughout the Bay Area, and we have 80% of the households can now recycle their food scraps. 5 years ago, that was not an option. We still have a little ways to go, and because food scraps are such a huge part of the waste stream, that's why we're really focusing on them. As I said, food scraps are over one-third of what households create, so if we can get those out of the waste stream, we'll be that much closer to reaching our goal.
Is it easier to have compliance on that component of the program with residents or with the commercial restaurants and the people who generate, I assume, a greater volume of food scraps? Of scraps.
We're kind of doing parallel tracks. We're also working with the restaurants. The city of Berkeley and Oakland have really vibrant food scrap recycling commercial programs in the restaurants, as does San Francisco. And the residential track, there is a huge volume, and we can institute programs citywide.
We're speaking with Robin Pluchak from StopWaste.org. It's an Alameda-based, it's the County Waste Management Authority. Pretty much over there. She's with us here on 960 The Quake, keeping it real with Will and Willie. San Francisco has the same kind of thing?
They do. They started their Fantastic Three program, and the programs in Alameda County are very similar.
You? You again?
Me again.
Man.
I know that's difficult for you to take, but yes, the program started some time ago, and we're pretty religious about it. We set up a unit of our city government and solid waste management, and then we went from that by a direct vote of the people, we established a Department of the Environment, and it's currently headed by a man who appeared here, Jared Blumenthal, if you remember.
And my wife is one of your biggest acolytes, because
yes,
she food scraps. I can't get away with anything. I'll just throw it away. What do you do with that? Now put it. It's got to go in the green bin.
What's the story about these
she doesn't sound like that.
Garbage eaters in households, particularly households that have been built new, there is a opportunity for one to drop foodstuffs down the garbage and turn it on, and it eats it.
We're recommending composting. We think it's a cost-effective, proven way of dealing with your food scraps, and you get the benefit of creating compost, which is a valuable product. Whereas,
so you discourage people from putting it in there.
The disposal unit.
We
encourage them to use their food scrap recycling. You can put your food scraps in an ice cream carton or a milk carton, and it holds all the liquids, and just drop that right directly into your food scrap, into your green yard waste cart.
Or just some newspaper, get the classified.
But keep a top on it, though, because it isn't picked up daily. And believe me, the increased level of perfume
aroma
comes from it.
Well, we encourage people to put their paper towels and things like that in there, their paper products, because that soaks up some of the liquids that your food scraps will generate. And put it in, if you have yard waste, put that in there as well, and it kind of gets collected weekly.
So you can use those. You can use ice cream containers. You can use those Chinese food containers.
Any paper container is great.
Now, San Francisco is moving to anti-styrofoam. Have you guys done that in Alameda County?
In Oakland right now, there's a bill for a styrofoam ban for restaurants, and they're moving towards biodegradable, which would really help our project in that. If everybody had take-home containers that were paper, then that they could be composted as well.
And Berkeley has had
that's correct.
That level of appreciation for the environment for years and years. It's like old school. Even before it was popular with McDonald's, Berkeley had it. So Berkeley's been a leader in that regard in Alameda County. And it's interesting that San Francisco is just now introducing the bill. The city of Oakland previously introduced the bill. Are you aware that San Francisco brings its garbage over to Oakland?
Yes. Most of the
I was a little bit nervous.
She was not that happy about it either.
Most of the garbage from San Francisco and Alameda County go to the Altamont landfill in Livermore.
That's right.
So, but
how big is when's it going to run out of room?
Not for years.
It's a big landfill, but we're trying to divert as much material from the landfill and create compost, which is, as I said, a very useful product. And
you know, there's a law against dumping garbage in San Francisco. You can't do garbage. You have to take garbage out of San Francisco. How selfish of the city. But you have to. You're always looking for somebody else to take our garbage.
Can we Solano sell it? County. Can't we sell it? Can't we sell
it? No, we buy space in landfills.
But can't we sell compost to like developers and contractors and stuff?
Robin?
There are a number of programs where there's compost give back programs where you can, cities that have the food scrap recycling program have annual giveaways where you can come and pick up your free compost. And then I know there's a number of programs as well where you
free poop.
Sell your own compost. Use what you create.
and believe me, it's in many cases it enriches the soil much better than some of these terrible things you buy in the hardware stores.
It's true. Compost is a great. It enriches the soil. It conserves water. It reduces the need for chemical fertilizers and pesticides. And they call it gardener's gold. Gardeners love compost. They will spend a lot of money for good compost. You can make it yourself in your own backyard with a compost bin as well.
In the state of California, for some time now, on its freeways and on its roadways, have been using a compost for the purpose of allowing the greening of the sides of the road. And it's quite dramatic. It doesn't wash away as easily as does some of the other products that they've used.
So it's okay to throw my banana peel out there?
If I know you, your banana peel is not biodegradable.
What do you mean by that? Thank you for joining us, Robin Flutop.
Thank you very much.
And if people want to know more, they can go to stopwaste.org.
Stopwaste.org, food scrap recycling, make it second nature.
Thank you so much, Melinda.
Thank you.
Our next segment, What Would Willie Do? It's 8:48, live from the Hotel Vitale. We're keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Owning a BMW is the ultimate driving experience, and buying one is too at BMW Concord. At BMW Concord, there's no pressure to buy, only great experience and great deals. Our client advisors will listen to what you want and help you find it. With the largest selection of BMWs in the Bay Area, BMW Concord makes buying your next BMW a breeze. If we don't have the BMW of your dreams, we'll find it for you. For $500 off any new BMW, call 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to StreamingBMW.com.
Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented, proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, 3 lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com. Or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Oh, gas prices are frightening indeed.
But some people drive around and laugh at the gas prices.
$3.50 them say.
And then they drive another week or two on one tank of gas. These are the Prius drivers.
Special people who care for the environment and do something about it. And now you can join these people. Because the Auto West Automotive Group is giving away a free Toyota Prius. If you'd like to enter, go to the search bar on this website and type in the keyword hybrid to go to the contest page.
Of course, you don't need to win this contest to get behind the wheel of a new Prius or any other Toyota man. In fact, you can find just about any car, truck, or van imaginable at AutoWest.com.
That's because AutoWest is part of the largest car buying and selling company in the country. And we've got the largest selection of new and pre-owned cars in the Bay Area.
To find out more about Northern California's number one dealership group, on and off the web,
visit AutoWest.com
or click the AutoWest banner on your screen.
Hear Randy Rhodes, weekdays from 4 to 8. Now back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
WWWD, what would Willie do on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie? Question of Willie Brown right out of the news. Republican-controlled Congress voting to raise their salaries while refusing to increase the minimum wage after nearly a decade. Democrats are trying to block their pay increase to force the issue. What would Willie do?
I would vote to raise my salary on a practical basis. The fact that I've not succeeded in being able to raise the salaries of everybody else in the world, i.e. on minimum wage, I would certainly vote to increase the minimum wage. I did that quite often. But I don't think that holding my own salary hostage in order to achieve that goal is the appropriate thing to do, period. I believe that you could very cleverly and very easily include in your package, if it is procedurally appropriate, the increase in the minimum wage. I don't think that that's unreasonable to see it that way. I do, however, think that the business of individual politicians raising their own salaries leaves a little bit to be desired in terms of public trust. In the state of California, that responsibility has been passed on to a commission established by the laws of the state of California. There are public hearings held. This commission, independent of the legislative process and of legislators, make the decisions about the governor's salaries and all the other statewide elected official salaries and about members of the legislature. And those salaries are considered, and they usually attempt to keep them in line with the cost of living. After all, there is no occasion when people holding public office pay any less for a quart of milk or any less for a loaf of bread or pay any less rent-wise, at least legally, than ordinary people, period, and the regular people, period, than employed people. And so when you start playing games with legislative salaries or politician salaries because you can't take care of everybody else under the sun, I think that's wrong. You ought to be about taking care of everybody to the extent you can, but you should not have to make the sacrifice to achieve that. After all, your family is entitled to your generating the support that they need, and their needs are not separate and distinct from any other employed person in the state of California. Now, I know that's not the popular posture to take, because I believe the phony-type politicians would be aghast at anyone saying, yes, go ahead and raise my salary, but we've not succeeded in raising all these other people's salaries. I think that's wrong, and I think that you should not be ashamed to be compensated appropriately for the work you perform for the people. Period.
Meanwhile, the minimum wage stands at nationally at $5.15 an hour.
In the state of California, however, it's over $7, as opined by Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. The Democrats have had a bill in both houses of the legislature in which they have attempted to raise the minimum wage for the state of California, and they also want to put in a COLA so there'd be no need to revisit the subject. Well, the governor's
against a COLA.
And what he did was very clever. he, knowing that the public out there doesn't have a complete appreciation of what you mean by the COLA, and so the minimum wage in the state of California has been raised by $1, and it was done so by the stroke of the pen with this governor who had the authority to do that. And that really annoyed some of his critics, because all of a sudden they've been reduced now to only talking about the COLA. And people
cost of living adjustment.
That's right. People out there don't fully understand and appreciate why one should go to war over a COLA. They simply say, wait till the next opportunity.
I need the money now.
That's correct. And add it to your next thrust. Let's take what we have here and move forward, period. There's also a hesitancy in many cases by these commissions that have the responsibility to do the salary increases or decreases, and because they don't want to be criticized either. When I served as mayor, our operation here in this city grants almost an automatic raise where it is appropriate for people who held a position like mayor and district attorney and public defender, etc. And I never, ever apologized for the salary increase, even when I couldn't succeed at getting a hospital worker's a salary increase, or when I couldn't succeed at getting an immunity driver's a salary increase. I do believe people should be paid adequate compensations for the work they perform, period, in every category. And I don't think one ought to be held hostage or to achieve leverage on the other. That's just inconsistent with making an objective decision about compensation.
Well, it's also how you keep them in the public sector without, you know, people fleeing to the private sector to make more money.
You do it by paying, one, adequate salary, and number two, good benefits. That includes health coverage, because you're guaranteed, literally, in the public sector, good quality health benefits. You aren't guaranteed that in the private sector.
And three, you don't throw them to the dogs every time your administration is in the least bit of trouble.
Not at all.
You don't throw them under the train.
Yeah. Although, it was amazing this morning in the newspaper, there is a story that the school board intends to eliminate like 65 teachers and 25 service workers in the school district that's already underperforming in most cases. You would think with the newfound money for public education in the state, the first thing you would do would be to compensate those who can be helpful in getting the quality of your education and the quality of your schools.
Got an hour to go yet. 960 The Quake. Stay with us. Keeping it real with Will and Willie.
Dreaming about driving a BMW? Whether it's your first BMW or you're ready to take your current BMW to the next level, BMW Concord is the only place where you'll find a great experience through every stage of ownership. What you want is their first priority. That's why their clients are repeat clients. To receive $500 off your next BMW or to make an appointment with one of their helpful client advisors, call BMW Concord today.